Australia was granted a fresh insight today into the access and influence granted to big Liberal Party donors. The Independent Commission Against Corruption in Sydney this morning lifted a suppression order covering a chain of emails between the former chief fundraiser for the New South Wales branch of the Liberal Party, a major donor, and the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin. They show that Ms. Credlin was urged to pay attention to the donor's views because of the extent of his support. Ashley Hall's been at the inquiry today and he joins me now. So last week, Arthur Sinodinos's lawyers, and he's the stood-aside minister in the Abbott government, they were worried that these emails would breach the rules around parliamentary privilege. But yet today we're allowed to read them. How did it come about?
That's right, Mark. You'll remember Robert Newlands, SC, representing Arthur Sinodinos, pointed out that the posting of one particular piece of evidence on the commission's website could be a breach of the laws around parliamentary privilege. There was some debate in the inquiry and the commissioner resolved to write to the Speaker of the House, Bronwyn Bishop, to ask whether privilege would extend to the document. Now, Mrs. Bishop has indicated today she has no objection, and I can now tell you that the email communication involved three people: the former chief fundraiser for the New South Wales branch, Paul Nicolau, Lindsay Partridge, the managing director of Brickworks, a big Liberal Party donor, which owns, among other things, Austral Bricks and a property development company, and of course Peter Credlin, the chief of staff for Tony Abbott and spouse of the party's federal director.
And they revolve around carbon tax policy.
That's right. The emails were sent in March 2011. The Liberals were still in opposition, important to note that. Mr. Nicolau sent Ms. Credlin an email urging her to pay attention to Mr. Partridge's views on the carbon tax. He was not at all a fan. Seeing the political potential, Ms. Credlin jumps at the offer, telling Mr. Nicolau that Mr. Partridge had provided a great line for question time. And she asked for a phone number to contact him. After that, Brickworks appeared often in the Coalition's campaign. Mr. Abbott made at least two visits to Brickworks sites, and the company was mentioned in question time as well. Now, Brickworks has become a focus of the Corruption Commission's inquiry into dodgy donations to the state branch of the Liberal Party. It's heard Mr. Partridge poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into Liberal Party coffers in the lead-up to the 2011 New South Wales campaign, including a good portion via the Free Enterprise Foundation, which is a discretionary trust that allows donors to give anonymously to the party. Other emails show...
To recap a bit on the... It has come up a lot,
yes,
at the ICAC, and the Free Enterprise Foundation has been described at various stages as a laundry, as it were.
Yeah, the counsel assisting the inquiry, Geoffrey Watson, SC, talks about money being laundered or washed through the Free Enterprise Foundation to clean them of the taint of being associated with property developers who were banned in 2009 from giving money to political campaigns in New South Wales. There are some other emails that show Mr. Partridge was eager to attend a $5,000 a head dinner with Mr. Abbott and hoped to have a photo taken with him. And while that dinner didn't go ahead, a $250,000 donation was forthcoming from Brickworks. The Australian Greens, Senator Lee Rhiannon, says there should be a ban on property developers giving money to political parties at the national level. And she says the Prime Minister has a lot of questions to answer about these emails.
Last night he was at great pains to try and defend his office, distance the Federal Liberal Party, that he was absolutely confident, where it was his words, that there was no implications from the Federal Liberals. So now the Prime Minister needs to tell the Australian public, what was he basing that advice on? Was this advice based on advice from his Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin, or was he trying to cover up for her? What we need to see is that the Prime Minister come clean on what he knows about all these dealings. He needs to instruct his Chief of Staff to come clean and move quickly for electoral funding reform.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon. Now, Ashley, the former State Director of the Liberal Party, Mark Needham, was in the witness box today. What did he reveal about the party's executive and what it knew about the use of the Free Enterprise Foundation?
Well, Mr. Needham told the inquiry that he knew that property developers had donated to the Free Enterprise Foundation instead of direct to the party, but that everyone assumed it was legal. And he said he did nothing to try and to find out who was behind the donations that were coming from the Free Enterprise Foundation, which was incidentally the biggest donor to the New South Wales Liberals 2011 campaign, delivering close to $700,000. Evidence shows that the bulk of that money came from prohibited donors. Council Assisting Geoffrey Watson SC put it to Mr. Neeham that this had all the hallmarks of turning a blind eye. Mr. Neeham responded, "It would appear that way, yes."
And back in the more parochial actual New South Wales politics, there's a guy called Gary Edwards who's the member for Swansea, and last week there was a gotcha moment with a surprise witness contradicting his evidence about an envelope from the former Lord Mayor of Newcastle. Any more light on that?
Yes, today Mr. Edwards' senior electorate officer appeared in the witness box. Nicholas Jones backed up his boss, repeated what Mr. Edwards said last week about being handed that envelope by the property developer and former Newcastle Lord Mayor Jeff McCloy, saying he never opened it, then gave it to a branch member who is now dead, asked why his version of events stands in contrast to the evidence of the senior government adviser John McGowan, who insisted he urged Mr. Edwards to report the matter to the ICAC. Mr. Jones accused Mr. McGowan of making up the story to try to clean up his reputation ahead of a run for an upper house seat. He said because of this inquiry, Mr. McGowan's long-time association with the former police minister Michael Gallagher will have soured his prospects.
And very briefly, what's left for the rest of this week, which I understand is really going to wind up this inquiry.
Yeah, it should be the last week, with the former Assistant Treasurer Arthur Sinodinos in the witness box on Friday being asked about the Free Enterprise Foundation. As well, tomorrow the former Premier Barry O'Farrell will be in the witness box again facing questions about another donation by Brickworks. This one was $150,000 and it's said to be to pay for 3 years of wages for a researcher for Mr. O'Farrell.
Ashley Hall, thank you very much.